Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baker Mayfield, he's in the news every day here on the bench. So he's
moving into Brady territory.
Getting it every day.
Nightly story, something different every night.
Brady's every day of the year, though.
Yeah.
Mayfield's only, you know, August to January, and maybe not that long either. You have to, you know, we'll see how far they go. If they're not going to make the playoffs, we'll stop talking about him. I can guarantee it. But if they make the playoffs, you'll be talking about him into January. Anyway, he allegedly reached out to Daniel Jones. And he said, it seemed very disrespectful. I can understand that. But what people didn't realize, the conversation entailed of me saying I was surprised I was drafted number one. And then me going on a rant after that about quarterback evaluation, the frustration from the college recruiting process. And it had nothing to do with Daniel specifically about the winning and stuff. He said Jones was nice, cordial, and said, don't worry about it, man. No worries. Mayfield said he was initially confused about the backlash from the GQ article. And that's the only reason I addressed it. To me, it came back on my character. I don't care about a lot of opinions, if you like me or not. But that looked at like my character was out of line. So that's the only reason I addressed it. And I don't, frankly, believe that either. I think the reason he addressed it is, and I said this last night, is that he broke the code, right? He broke the code. You don't go out and slam other guys that play in the league, in the union, for another team or your own team. You just don't do it. You worry about your own business. That's it. He said, if I had a problem with someone, I'm pretty sure I made it clear. I'll say I have a problem with someone. You know, he's got all the answers now for why he did it. But the reality is, I think, you know, in my opinion, anyone that makes a bunch of excuses, you know, the day of, the day after, and they, you know, call
happened,
the guy.
Happened 4 months ago.
All the excuses. You just know he's lying. It's just he's busted. And so he's trying to get out of it by talking his way out of it.
You know guys, what happened here.
Guys that talk too much. Talk their way out of everything, or they're guilty of something. They'll spend 4 days talking about it, like so everyone can get you know to grips with the fact that they did it. He did this. He did slam him. Then he called. Why would you call the guy if you didn't do it? You called him because you did do it.
Because he sat in the steakhouse with the guy 4 months ago. He made a comment that he probably thought that the guy wasn't going to put in the article. It's that simple. He probably thought, I'm sitting here having a steak with this guy. We're talking about the Browns.
Right, right.
And out of nowhere, he looks to his side and sees the Giants on the TV, and he throws the guy a little comment about Daniel Jones. Probably didn't think it would have anything to do with the article. And sure enough, four months later, he finds out, boom, you said it. You know, you just didn't think it was going to get printed. It's
right,
that simple.
Right.
You learned another lesson of being a quarterback in the NFL. Go take a page out of Brady's book. You think if Brady's sitting in a steakhouse with some writer, he's going to do something like that?
No.
No shot. I think Drew Brees, all these guys that have been around a long time, they know who they could say what to and at what times. And Baker hasn't gotten that yet, and he just learned a lesson. When
yeah.
I'm sitting at a steakhouse with a writer for anybody, and I see something on the TV, even that, making a comment about that.
Shut your mouth.
That can get put into that story. And it could come back and be made a big deal about. At the end of the day, did he say anything that's that earth-shattering?
No.
No, he didn't. But it's just the fact that, you know, he got caught saying something that he didn't think was going to get printed. It's that simple.
Yeah, I think you're right, without a doubt. Now, Le'Veon Bell doesn't agree with Antonio Brown's handling of the helmet saga. Here's another case of a guy crossing over the river. You know, why do these guys find it so important or imperative to get involved in other guys' business? Opening your mouth about it. Le'Veon Bell, how much does he have to do with Antonio Brown now? Besides nothing.
Zero.
Absolutely less than zero. So his days of Antonio Brown and you know, Le'Veon are over. They're over. They're not playing together anymore. And I don't even care if the Steelers play the Raiders this year, next year, whenever. or Jets, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're not on the same team. You're not teammates. You might be buddies off the field, but I don't understand why you open your mouth about that guy's problems. You know what I mean? Hasn't he had his own fair share of problems? He missed football for a year. Now he's not, you know, doing anything. He's at training camp. No one's allowed to touch him. Did you hear him say today that somebody needs to hit him finally?
Yeah, he wants to take a hit. He wants to, because, you know, this guy hasn't played in a year.
And they won't even let him get hit?
Jets Raiders on November 24th this year.
Oh, so he does get to play his
buddy.
But,
I mean, they don't even play. They're both on offense. They're both on the side. One's on the sideline. One's on the field. It's not like an offense-defense thing where somebody gets to, you know, take a hit at somebody, you know.
They might be able to say hi to each other in warm-ups.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to say hi in warm-ups.
And they're going to show it on ESPN.
And they're going to get a little hug at the end of the game, at the middle of the field. You know, that's
But they're going to show it on ESPN for like an hour.
Of course, you're watching all those great, you know, pregame shows. They'll show the two of them on the field.
Maybe
on Bell and Antonio Brown.
How about in literally the slowest slow motion NFL style, NFL films in slow motion, like one literally millisecond an hour.
And one guy will look at each other for a nanosecond in a way that is going to get analyzed. He doesn't like this guy.
Break it down.
Enough. Just enough. But you're probably, this is the same thing as Baker. Just did he go out there today, Le'Veon Bell, to talk about Antonio Brown? No, he probably didn't. But did one of the dopey reporters probably say to him,
hey,
what do you think of this Antonio Brown thing? So he decided to speak his mind instead of saying, hey, Antonio's got to do his thing.
Well, it's probably because he's not doing anything. He's bored.
Same situation. Did Le'Veon Bell say anything that's really that outrageous? No, most of us think the same thing that he does. Shut up and play the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.